Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. This Mishnah continues to discuss the 7 days of preparation that the Kohen Gadol, that the high priest had, prior to performing the Avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shivas Hayam, all those 7 days of preparation before Yom Kippur, Hu Zorek Es Hadam, the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood of the daily offering, the Karban Tamid, which was brought in the morning and in the evening. He also brings the incense. They would bring the incense was brought twice a day. Part of it was brought in the morning and part of it was brought in the evening. He also cleans out the flames of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And he brings forth the head and the leg of the Tamid of the daily offering. And the rest of the days of the year, that means not when the Kohen Gadol is not in his preparatory period, he still has precedence or first choice over any kohen. In Ratzav, the Kohen Gadol wants lahakriv, to bring forth sacrifices, makriv, he can do it, even though usually the Anshei HaMishmar, there was a special lottery of how they divided the people of each week to do the service, but the Kohen Gadol overrides them. She Kohen Gadol makriv chelik baresh, because the Kohen Gadol is the first to be able to bring the karbanos, to bring sacrifices. Similarly, he could take a portion of any of the sacrifices to eat. That's one of his rights as a Kohen Gadol. Now, interestingly enough, this only pertains to karbanos, the sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. But other things that Kohanim get. So, for example, let's say a Kohen gets challah, he gets a portion of the bread, or he gets truma, part of the tithes. Then the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol does not have first dibs, and whichever Kohen gets it, gets it. See one more Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Masru lezikenim iziknei bezdin. The Zakeim, the elders from the Bezdin, from the Jewish court, from the Sanhedrin, the high court, would give to the Kohen Gadol for each of the 7 days the Karin Lefanav B'Seder Hayom. They would read in front of him the order of the service of Yom Kippur, so he should be frequent with it. Varmanland, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Krata B'Ficha, please read this word, the words of Nachrimus, with your mouth. Maybe you forgot it, you don't remember it. Or maybe you never learned it. Now, usually the Kohen Gadol has to be a tremendous Torah Chacham, a Torah scholar. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says he has to be greater than everybody else in strength, in stature, in wisdom of Torah, and in wealth. So he had to be an incredibly amazing person. However, Drake, we said yesterday during the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, when the office of the Kohuna Gadol of the pre-high priesthood was for sale, sadly, sometimes it was possible that they would have a Kohen Gadol who was ignorant. Concludes the Mishnah, Erev Yom HaKippurim, the day before Yom Kippur, Shachris, in the morning, Ma'amidnoi said, they stand the Kohen Gadol up B'Shar HaMizrach, the eastern gate of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, U'Ma'avirin L'Fav, and they bring before him Parim, cows, Ve'elim, and rams, U'Kvasim, and sheep. And they would do this all, so he should be Kadesh Makir, so he should be very familiar with the different animals and exactly how one sacrifices them, V'Ragil Ba'Voida, and he should be familiar that next day when Yom Kippur comes, and he should be able to do an appropriate job. Wishing you a beautiful day, a beautiful rest of your week, and a lot of success in everything that you do today.